Blog Talk Radio.
Greeting. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. This Dr. Cox Master Time presents the world today. My friend, my neighbors, my brothers and my sisters, this world today is in a bad shape. The birds are yet falling from the air. His disciple asked the master, "When is the end time?" He says, "No man knows the end time, but when you see walls and rumors of walls, earthquake in diverse places, famine, nation rise up against nation, kingdom against kingdom, father against son, son against father. Know ye not that the time is at hand? But whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, whosoever will call, they shall be saved." This is a call to repentance, for humanity to repent, so that the blind, the deaf, the dumb, the sick, the lame, the hungry, thirsty, weary, sad, naked, and bad, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. My friends, you are murdered. I am a part of the fellowship of unashamed. I'm not ashamed to own Jesus. Because he's my Savior. I have the Holy Spirit power living me. I am his disciple, one. I will not look back, look up, slow down, back away, or be still. For my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and his truth is marching on. My prize has been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. My eyes are fixed on the prize. My future is secure. I'm finished with this low worldly thinking. I don't need promotion, position, popularity to be heard. I don't have to be at the top of the pyramid to be seen, neither to be rewarded. And I walk by faith, learn by faith, run my race at pace, now live by the power of the Almighty. My face is set, my gait is fast, my goal is heaven, my road is narrow, my way is rough. My companion of few, my God are reliable, my mission is clear. God, beloved, today I want you to know that I cannot be bought with all the rice in China, neither the gold in Kentucky or the silver in New York. I cannot be compromised, detour, delay, low way, turn back, deluded or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice. Here's a date. In the presence of my adversary. Negotiate at the table of my enemies, not pundit at the pool of popularity, or mandate in the maze of mediocre. I won't give up. I wouldn't shut up. Or they tried to shut me up for my break. Until I have stood up, stayed up, preached up for the cause of Jesus Christ. I want you to know that I am one of his disciples. I must preach it until he come. And when he come for me, I shall know him by the nail of this in his hand. I shall know him by the wound in his side, and he shall know me by his blood applied to my heart. My friend, today, lesson will be taken from the 1 Corinthians 15 chapter 1 to 19. My friend, today, I want you to know my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and his truth is marching on. Chapter. Here, Brother Paul, he is talking to his with his church. He said, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the glory, the gospel which I preach unto you, which also ye have received, and within ye stand, wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved. If ye keep in memory what I preach unto you, until ye have believed, unless ye have believed in vain. For I deliver unto you first of all that which I also receive, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scripture, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that I am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecute the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I. But the grace of God which was within me. say, therefore, whether it were I ordained, so we preach, and so we believe, until he believe. Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching in vain, and our faith, and your faith is in, is also in vain. Yea, and we have found false witness of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead raise not. For if the dead raise not, then is not Christ risen. And if Christ be not risen, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sin. My. Sorry to say, ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep, Christ, perish. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. My friend today, Brother Paul was preaching today that some believe not in the resurrection. My friend today, he expounded, if you refuse to believe that there was a resurrection, Then your labor, then my labor, then your labor is in vain. But today, I can assure you by the grace of God, he raised up Jesus Christ, the Son of God, from the dead. And right now he's sitting at the right hand side of God, giving intercession for us. Giving intercession, pleading the blood. He's pleading the blood for us today. He is pleading the blood. Father, he's pleading the blood. He's standing at the right hand side of God, making intercession for us, making intercession as we pray and ask God in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And he's right there to make intercession every hour and every day. I can feel his cleansing power. Every hour I can feel his moving in my soul. So my friend, I want you to grasp hold of your faith. Of your faith, hold your faith. As the Negro spiritual said, hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Ah, my friend, he'll be there. But Paul said, I am the least of the apostles, that I'm not meet to be called an apostle, because I have persecuted the church of God. And he preached the gospel. He expounded. And he is not meet to be called an apostle. Ah, because he persecuted. Persecuted the church of God. The morning. He was on his way to Damascus. I received a letter from the high priest to go to Damascus. Whoever he found calling on the name of the Lord, bound them, bring them prisoner. Ah, my friend, but his experience on Damascus Road as such, as he traveled on his horse, Damascus Road, going down to seek those and persecute those, to bind those, bring them prisoners. That I heard starlight, and I've heard the voice, and I fell to the off my beast onto the ground, and I heard the voice saying, Saul, Saul, why persecute thou me? It is hard to kick against the prick. Our beloved, if you do not believe the word of God, you are kicking against the prick. If you do not believe the word of God, but you are persecuting those, you are persecuting the people of God, and you are persecuting God. But he said, Paul, I show you what great things you must suffer for my name's sake. Paul, I chose you to be my spokesman. Been chosen by God to be God's spokesman. On the Master's Road, the light that shined from heaven smit him with blindness and fell to the ground. He said, now, Saul, get up. Carry on your way. Complete your journey. But the purpose has been changed. Our subject today will be the purpose of your mission has been changed. Our beloved, the purpose of Paul's mission has been changed. Only after you have been smitten to the ground, only after you been smitten with humility. Amen. Your mission is changed. Oh, God want to change somebody today. You want to change somebody today. Your mission. Your mission is changed now. They go to Damascus. There be a man to tell you what thou artest to do. And I have to let him with us by the hands. And they took him down to Damascus. And after 3 days, the man of God prayed for him. And the scale fell from his eyes. And he was saved. The Holy Ghost. And his mission has been changed. Our beloved today, somebody's mission is going to be changed. Someone's mission has been changed. Your mission has been changed. Now, you once was a soldier for the devil. You once was a soldier for the devil, Satan. But now you're a soldier. You're changed, sire. You're a soldier in the Lord's army. Apostle Paul said, now he's a soldier in the Lord's army. Because he has been changed. He has been changed. I will love it. And today, if you heard this transformation of a man like yourself, who was on his way to persecute the people of God. But now, in his mission changed. And he, on his way to preach the gospel, no wonder they was afraid of him. They didn't believe him. But he was changed. My friend. My neighbors, my brothers and my sisters, it's time for you to make a change. It's time for you to testify of your change. And whenever the change has taken place in your life, I tell you, want to tell it to everybody. It's on the land, on the sea. You want to tell it to everyone. Tell it wherever you go. You want to tell it wherever you go. Tell it wherever you go. My friends, I want to let you know that Jesus saved, and he saved for the uttermost. He will pick you up and turn you around. He will place your feet on a solid rock. He will establish his going. He will put a song in your heart. He put praises to the Most High God in your mouth. And as he said, you shall ask anything in my, if you ask anything in my name, the Father will grant unto you. Just ask in my name. Lord, I ask you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, oh God, for a change. For a change, Connor. 74th Street and 23rd Avenue. I ask you in the name of Jesus for a change, Lord. We need a change. Dear God, dear Lord and Father, you are the changer. You're the change. You change humanity. Ah, Lord. You change. Human. You change situation. Thou changes life. But before I leave you today, I want to remind you that there is two ways. Two ways that I said before you. Set before you today a blessing because you're choosing this day. The upward bound and the downward bound. There is a heaven bound train that's right. And there's a hell bound train that's right. You are on, I want to know you are on one of those trains. The heaven-bound train is bound for glory, where the streets of gold and the gates of pearl, the silver water running down the throne of God, the cherubim hiding his face, and the angel bowing down before him saying, holy, holy, holy. And the luscious garden with the tree of life standing in the background. And, but the hellbound train is bound for hell, where the worm die not and the fire not quench. And the devil himself is the engineer. He said, ha, 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 ha. I said, you are well paid or foul. The life you live, the behavior, your behavior, is pay or fail on this train. Now you have murdered, you have cheated, you have compromised the word of God. Oh, beloved, you have backbited. You have did all your abominable things to achieve a greatness in this life. But your reward is in hell, where the worm die not and the fire not quench, our beloved. What a reward. But you too have a chance now if you only say whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you call him today, I guarantee you he will save your soul. He will pick you up, turn you around. He might have to knock you off your high horse like he did Brother Paul. He may knock you off your high mind. He may knock you off your high goal. He may knock you off your high desire. But when he knocks you off your high desire, he will tell you what he wants you to do. Or else, my friend, you are headed today, right now, where the worm died not and the fire not quenched. You want to go to that place? Oh, I know. I know. I said before you an open door. Blessing and a curse. You're choosing this day. Which one? Choosing this day. You can choose a blessing or you can choose a curse. You can choose the high road or you can choose the low road. But I guarantee, my friends, if you chose the low road, it's where the worm die not and the fire not quench. What a shame. What a shame. You have lived your life. You have lived your life. And all the, at the end of the day, all you can receive is where the worm died not and the fire not quenched. But you can also receive by the gates of pearl, the streets of gold, the silver water running on the throne of God, and the luscious God, tree of life, setting, waiting to welcome you. My God, choose thee this day. In thy name we pray. Amen.